Hey friends, it's Crystal with a K here with another Steepy Watch. Bit of a serious start this time, gang. Loads of you have reached out since the incident involving me, my fellow vloggers, and a highly skilled gang of criminals during the prize pantry pin reveal. So many of you have sent kind words and prayer hand emojis, and let me just say, thank you. I am completely fine, and I'm still not convinced it wasn't a big show by Dentonic to sprinkle some extra dream dust on the festivities. So let's not talk about that ever again, and instead think about how cool it was to see Beef Punchley finally being put to use in the park after years of being completely ignored. I mean, Beef Punchley. Oh, I felt like I was 14 again. Whew! That's all for this week, Steepies. And remember, as Dentonic always says, never know when to stop dreaming.
So you desire another tale. One moment.
That's actually a really good voice, Justin.
That is. There's still a little bit more thread here on the loom.
So this can this
Let
be a character
begin to weave.
Can this be a character named like Dirty Jeremy?
Shh, not while I'm weaving.
Sorry, Jeremy.
Welcome to
I think it would be like the Wily Weaver or something, you know.
Welcome to the Adventure Zone Steeplechase, a fiction.
Okay.
Of my own design.
Did you say the thing?
Justin, yeah, having DM'd before, I'm really glad. None of us have ever clarified that this is made up.
Yeah.
I'm really glad that you finally just put the tiger on the table.
And you got to say the thing about like any resemblance to real people or stories is fictional.
Okay, so.
What about animals? Were they hurt?
No, animals were not
hurt. Oh, you hesitated, though.
Yeah, you had to think about it.
All right, gang. You know the situation. You've just revealed Matchstick underneath the stage. Matchstick has the pin. And Beef, you have a big vacuum tube. And Griffin, you're holding a blanket. I guess Montrez has a big blanket. Emmerich's doing his thing in the back. In terms of threats, well, the whole thing's quite a mess. I mean, it is. People are definitely... It's chaos.
But it's our mess.
It's our mess.
Is it? I mean,
Bless this mess.
It seems it is a mess, for sure. For sure, it's a mess.
Now, Justin, what stat would you say if I wanted to roll this big pipe like a Donkey Kong rolling a barrel? What stat would... Is there a barrel stat, do you think? Or like...
Let's say with this is the pipe, all right?
Okay.
You've had your fun. You had a big cereal pipe. You sucked up some things with it. You're not going to take this large piece of machine. You're not going to disassemble this place like Donkey Kong, man. you got a good
now,
one off with that,
I feel
too.
Like I should get to roll to see if I take it apart like a Donkey Kong.
If you can rip a pipe. Well, wouldn't it lose its sort of suction?
It will not be. It will just be a tube. What are you trying to achieve?
No,
Jim?
I'm not
Please
really.
Remember that you're a thief.
I'm not really going to roll it.
Okay.
I'm going to...
Here, let me intercede here. As the sort of stand-in for the director in this sort of thing, I think the action has to go with Montrose.
Okay.
He's just seen Matchstick.
Sure. Agreed.
And I want to know, what do you do next?
Did Matchstick take off, or is he still kind of under the stage?
You are at the exact moment where Matchstick has raised the pin to you and has gone, shh.
Giving you a
probably,
big shush.
Yeah, shh. There's probably... It's thin, right? The platform is maybe elevated like 3 feet off the ground. It's one of those like risers that you would see set up at the mall for a fashion show.
Okay.
Eh? Right?
Yeah, a reference everyone understands.
Well, Trav, you go ahead and describe a platform better for me.
No, I understood it, Justin.
Okay, well, let's keep the sarcasm to a minimum.
How dare you assume?
How dare you not acknowledge my beautiful neologism, Griffin?
If,
what do you
okay,
do?
So if this scene is still deeply chaotic, I'm going to jump in the hole down.
It's too small. Too small.
Oh, it's too
small. Imagine the pedestal was probably, I think we talked about it being, the cube was 4 inches by 4 inches. The pedestal is 6 by 6. The hole is too small for you to get your physical body through.
Okay. I am going to take off sprinting toward the back where I know that Emmerich is. I'm assuming that this thing doesn't empty out anywhere else. So I'm guessing that I would be able to intercept this dude or at least find my own way under the stage.
It is covered by a curtain,
yeah,
like hanging down over the risers.
Oh, okay.
So does that make sense? Like, if you can imagine sort of a drapery that's protecting the underside to make it look a little more formal, that's where he is under.
Well, then I'm probably much closer to the front of the stage, so I'm just going to take a pratfall, like I'm like also being blown away in this chaos, and then try and just very slyly roll under that curtain under the stage.
Okay, let's call this John Harper, in all his wisdom, has not put a pratfall skill in here.
Oh.
So let's go ahead and I think this is finesse, right? You're trying to finesse something, do a smooth roll under.
Trying to make it look like I am also a victim to the chaos that's happening right here and not a co-conspirator. This is probably risky, yes?
Oh, yes.
Standard?
Standard, yeah.
Let's see.
Oh! Oof-a-doof-a.
Well, that's a one and a two.
That's a one and a two.
Is that good?
That's a bad start, I would say.
No, that's rough. Okay, so on a one or a two, I mean, the two, we're going with two, right? We take the highest one. So it's two, a?
Hey!
That's definitely a number two. That's definitely a number two and a number one. You did a number one and a number two.
I did them both. I'm very efficient.
Good boy.
Kill him.
Don't fucking kill
what?
Me. Don't kill
he,
me.
He pratfalls so hard he dies.
Okay, Griffin.
Yeah,
you do pratfall onto the ground, but oh god, you sprained your ankle you went down. I'm gonna need you to take one harm. You twisted it bad too. Fuck that hurts.
Wow, that stings.
God,
wow.
It's the worst.
That's a
you know what
that's
I mean?
A real ouchie.
Yeah, that hurts. So you have you need to mark down that harm. And but you are under the stage now. You can see Mashtick sort of skittering away. He's really good at this. Man, he's good. I bet he didn't sprain anything getting underneath
here. Sure, sure.
And you see him kind of skittering away towards the side of the curtain that is closest to the entrance to the loading area that Emmerich is currently in, and you know where Eustace has been coming in and out.
I shout out, Matchstick! What? Wait! Listen!
I'm in a bit of a hurry.
I know, but this is important.
May I ask, who are you?
Matchstick? I'm your father.
very well.
And then Matchstick starts.
No way, Matchstick! Wait, listen. I'll prove it.
No way, man. By this,
I'll prove it. I'm gonna start telling you increasingly personal things about yourself that only your father would know.
Okay, if you want, you understand the situation that this man is in.
Yeah.
If you want to, I think this is okay. It's risky.
Yeah.
But the effect is great because what you are shooting for.
Yeah.
Is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So if you can, all right, Griffin, if you want to try to keep him here long enough to hear your absolute madness.
By him, you mean my son, Matchstick, right?
Yes, your son,
your
Matchstick.
Boy.
So this is going to be desperate because I feel like you're right on the frigging edge of this guy, and great effect. That's what you're trying for.
All right, I'm gonna push myself. I'm gonna take two stress to push myself. And we're going to look at, oh, this is going to be great. This is going to be a six for sure. Yes, 1, 2, 6, baby.
1, 6.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Matchstick, listen.
Okay, Matchstick turns back. Matchstick turns back to you. God, dice are so dumb sometimes. Matchstick turns back to you saying,
all right, I know you're not my dad because I have a dad, but.
Me?
I'm listening for 15 seconds just because I have to know.
All right. I don't know why I'm talking like you now. Listen. I'm going to begin telling you incredibly personal things. They're going to come to me like a voice in my head because I'm your dad, but I'm also a mystic. And here's the first thing. It's a very personal detail about Matchstick.
Okay. I'm going to say that you are, this is, you're attempting to sway, I assume, attempting to sway gravel.
Now, I don't know why I would need to sway gravel into assisting.
Do you really not know why you would need to sway gravel?
Oh, okay. Sure, I'm trying to sway gravel into assisting me then.
Okay, good. Because right now, Griff, I love you, but the gravel doesn't, and one of you all has a pin that gravel really, really wants. So I think what you hear is, I think you hear silence. I think you have to find some way of convincing gravel, who is just listening in right now.
Hey, Justin, while this is going on, just simultaneously, can I say that Beef is hearing this, and so he's like putting the pipe down or back or something, preferably back so that everything calms down.
Okay.
So that he can have his hands free and like available to help.
I think that, I don't think you need to roll for that. I mean, it's you pulled it out.
Yeah.
It's your turn.
That's
now.
The tough part, right?
Yeah.
Is this controlled, would you say?
Your roll?
Yeah.
No, okay. Because if it doesn't work, then you are, I will grant you risky standard.
Okay.
She's on the fence.
All right. 5-4, mixed success.
Okay.
All right, listen. Matchstick is, he's really, really, really afraid of wolves.
You're afraid of wolves, son.
Wait a minute, who told you that? Where'd you hear that, huh?
And I think he's reaching for a knife. He's spooked by that. That's not something he's told a lot of people.
Listen to me. I am here from a place out of time. And I have come to warn you, you will be betrayed on this very day by the crewmates that you hold so dear. I'm talking about Trash Bag is one of them.
Slap.
I'm talking about Slipper. Slippery Joe.
No, now you heard Dad say the right name. Slipper. You don't have to say the wrong name. I will penalize.
Yes, you're right.
Okay, Griffin, I love you. Listen, if you're going to play a character whose big thing is like fast talking, you can't be full of trash. You got to post some non-trash. Okay.
Your crew is going to take that pin from you, and they're going to kill you. And I don't want that to happen.
Wait a minute. What did you say? They're going to kill me.
They're going to kill you.
Wait. Have you been talking with Gravel? Where is she? Where's Gravel?
Montrose, can you give us a hint where you are?
Well, I'll be honest. The fumes that I'm breathing underneath this stage are really getting to my head. And so Gravel is a member of the crew as well, yes?
You know Gravel. You found her. Where is she?
Which side of the stage, Montrose?
Here, the fumes here at the front of the stage are so intense.
Now, let me interrupt you. I think right now he is, the only reason this is working is because he is thrown, I think, by, they had a plan, and Gravel's departure really threw a wrench in things.
Right.
He is, like, kind of off his guard, and that is the only reason this
okay,
is
I
kind
got you,
of
I got
maybe
you.
Having an effect.
Gravel's been pinched, son.
What? Oh, they got her.
They got
the Jack's got her.
The Jack's got her. But listen, it's not too late for you. I'm telling you, you can give up this.
Why did you say you was my dad?
Because, am I not your dad? It feels like it.
He's leaving. He's going to leave. He's going to walk away. He doesn't know what you are. He doesn't know what the deal is. But you better get better at this soon, Griffin.
Okay. I am mostly trying to listen to me, son. When you go out the back of the stage to the back room, you're going to be intercepted. And I don't want to see you come to harm. I'm not your dad. Fine.
Right,
you got
I'm
me
done.
There. You
I'm go. Done. I'm done. I'm done.
Beef yells, I'll get a broom from the back. And he's heading towards the back.
All right. Listen, I don't know the deal, but I know I ain't getting pinched. I care for the pin fair and square. I'm out. Goodbye.
I love you.
All right, then.
And Matchstick starts scooting off, pin in hand, headed back towards that. Now, okay, Beef, I know that you have put the tube back. If you wanted to during that conversation, I think you would have had time to like adjust a position or change your position or go somewhere else. Where do you feel like is that? Do you want to stay by the pipe or is there anywhere else you want to anything else you wanted to do in terms of repositioning during that conversation?
Yeah, so hearing, getting all the like clues of the positioning and as you head back to the back, I'm going to like the closest, because I assume the stage is like up against a wall, right? So it's open on
correct,
three sides.
Yes.
So I'm going back to the side of the stage, the left side of the stage, closest to the exit or correct. What have you. So okay. that I'm like...
No, not the exit, to the
back.
Door to the storage. Yeah,
right.
To the dock.
And I'm like going to get...
It's called the dock.
By that, so I'm like standing by, like, you know, on the other side of the door, ready.
Okay,
for matchstick.
You're ready for matchstick to come in, Emmerich. I'll grant you the same thing. You seem in a good position. Did you do anything during that conversation?
I think he was just listening and marking where everybody is.
Okay. You are. I would say where you are, maybe. The panel is like 10 feet from the door to the showroom, the show floor. So you get an idea. You can hang there if you want. That's fine. It's you. There's two guys that were distracted. I think helping Dan find cereal, if memory serves.
Yeah, they were looking for Beefberry Crunch.
They're looking for Beefberry Crunch. Yeah,
but they probably have been. Distracted by all the action and the...
They're still back there, but, like, they're definitely, like, I think there's probably... No, they wouldn't have, like, security monitors. Those would be upstairs. They're probably walking towards the door, too. I mean, to go see what the commotion is. Yeah.
And where is Eustace?
I don't know.
You sent him with cereal?
Yeah, you sent
cereal
him with a bunch
boxes
of cereal
to
outside.
The floor.
Yeah, he's probably dropped off the cereal boxes by now.
Would he have returned to me, or should I? Will I need to do another call? Do the.
I think that he's probably started to head back, but he's not back there yet. He's probably going to come back and see if you need anything else. I would imagine.
But then I'm just going to wait. I'm just going to keep an eye on the two guys. And no, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to look and see if there's an access. From where Matchstick crawled under the platform to the back, would that be?
You can look. There is. I will tell you this. There is none. It is flush with the wall. He has somehow at some point. I mean, it would have been very easy for him to slip underneath there while you all weren't.
Okay. So he's not coming back to where I am.
He is. Yes, he is. But he's going through the door. There's a door. Just directly back to where you are from. That's about 10 feet from the stage.
Well, then I think he's just going to, I think Emmerich's just going to stay in place.
Okay.
And keep an eye out for him.
Okay. Matchstick has skittered out from underneath and you see him like.
Punch him.
No. What? Matchstick skitters out from underneath and you see his Montrose, you see his body language change. He's suddenly like frightened.
I think
like,
you said Montrose. I think you meant Emmerich.
No, I meant Montrose because you can see from underneath.
Oh,
the
okay. Sorry, sorry, sorry.
He just skittered away from you, and you see him like stand up because I assume you're following, at least close enough to see what's happening. You see him like stand up, and he's instantly like terrified. He is blending in.
Wait,
to this
he
crowd.
Came out from under the stage.
He came out from under the stage. Yeah,
but I'm going to grab him. That's what I'm standing there.
You're
for.
In the back. I thought you were in the back.
No. I was standing like on. Sorry, when I said on the other side of the door, I meant if the stage is on the right, I am on the left of the door.
Okay, you're grabbing him. Let's call this. I feel
so skirmish to because it's like wrestle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
By the way, I am going to just for me mainly to try to get this in the habit of using it. I'm going to change the token. That is tracking the rival thief's progress to, we're going to call it three. They're pretty close now. They were further than you knew. That was not a gradual ticking up.
Okay.
You just discovered they were a lot further than you realized.
Okay. So when
they're close, this I have a clock that is tracking their progress. They have like, they are 5/8 of the way done.
Would you call this risky or desperate?
Well, I would call grabbing him risky.
Okay.
And it's a standard effect because you're just trying to grab him.
Okay. And I'm not going to push myself just yet. That's a 4 and a 4.
4 and a 4. Okay. You grab Matchstick, and he's not a very strong. You can tell he's like the infiltration person. You know what I mean? Like he's not very strong. You got him, and he immediately, as soon as you grab him, yells out towards the vloggers,
"Help! Help! I'm being captured by beloved Beef Punchley!"
What now? The vloggers turn with their cameras, and of all of the interesting things happening in the room, fucking Beef Punchley grabbing this man who seems to be so slight and afraid is definitely the most interesting thing happening in the room. What now?
I am going to... you know what? Okay. I say, this man is one of the thieves. I saw his partner take off out the back. He was wearing a red hood. Go, get him. Who will be the one to capture the arrest on film?
Okay, wait. Let me think. So, you're trying to sway the vloggers to stop filming
you. I'm trying to command them.
You're trying to command the bloggers to stop filming you and to go to the back to film an imaginary accomplice. Is that where we're at?
Correct.
Okay.
And this is the new Beef voice, by the way. I'm not doing trap. I command you, I am Beef Punchley.
You didn't want to commit to the growl. Okay, good.
Yeah, no, all that right. would destroy. It's rough.
Yeah, take it from the fear bulb. It's not a great life. All right, Trav, you're trying to sway the vloggers.
I'm trying to command them, Justin.
Command. Command
those
vloggers.
With my very physical presence.
I will say this is, you overreach your capabilities, you're in serious trouble. Does that feel, it feels a little desperate because if this doesn't work, like, you're ruined. I mean, this is really bad. I would say desperate.
Okay.
Does that feel good to you? I mean, this is a conversation. This game's a conversation.
I mean, basically because I'm kind of challenging his claim, right? So it definitely feels like if he is
contested.
I'm contesting it, right? So, it definitely feels more than just risky because I'm not instigating the action.
Yeah.
So I am not just, trying to convince them. I'm trying to command them over his command.
Okay. You know what? I like this because you're leveraging your position. Is there anything else that anyone wants to say before I roll the dice?
Are you rolling too?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Before Travis rolls the dice. Thank you, Travis. Of course.
Can I, Griffin, say that this is a bad idea?
No. I'm not going to allow any table talk. But if you want to do something to assist him, you may. Because we haven't really talked about it, there's a couple of different ways you can employ teamwork here. You can take one stress to give another player one dice. That's the Diaz dice. You can also set up another character with your action. If you achieve it, any team members who follow up get +1 effect or improved position. So I don't think you could set... you could retroactively say you set him up if you want. We could do a flashback. But I think that if you wanted to assist either of you, if you could find a logical way of doing it, I would allow it.
Justin, can I instigate a flashback?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Here's what, Trav? Let me hear the flashback.
Is this our first flashback?
Yeah. What happened, Trav?
So
I wasn't there for this. So please,
yeah, as we're hurrying over to the prize pantry, the three of them are still hurriedly talking, and Beef says when this is done, right, we're gonna need some way to explain why the pin is gone, right? So we're gonna need somebody to pin it on.
Was hysterical.
Thank you, Emmerich. Are you able to can you use a hard light thing to, create a scapegoat?
Well, I certainly can. I could probably command an existing hard light construct to take the fall.
Yeah, just, I mean, they don't have to take it. We just have to point to somebody and say, they did it, right? And then once they're, like, clear of sight lines, poof, they're a beat again, right? And then it's, nobody knows, right?
I definitely, I can do that, yes.
All right. So, let me, give me just 1 second to make sure I can. In Blaze of the Dark, flashbacks don't distinguish between what is happening now and what's happening before. You can say something happened before. I'm going to say that the stress that you will take on from this is dependent on how likely or unlikely. I would say that this is like a one. It's unlikely just because you've never done anything like this before. And I feel like you wouldn't necessarily pop into your head like, oh, we should, you know, we should have this idea. We should do that. You know, that would be a lot of preparation for you considering how sort of like slapdash this all was. But I will grant it to you for one stress.
For me?
Or for me?
No, it's your flashback.
Okay, yeah, I'll take it. I need to be careful.
So, Dad, if you are game with this flashback, then you, Dad, can use a... you can use a tinker, I think, would be how you would set this up.
Maybe a tune or command.
A tune. Actually, it would be a tune. You're right, Dad, because it's like a hard light thing. So what do you want to do? What play it out. What would be your response?
Okay, my response would be to communicate with Eustace and tell him to stop in the doorway and yell out, you'll never take me alive, and have him run back out the door.
So he is run. So I'm sorry. Tell me about the geography of this that you.
Okay, Eustace was on his way into the showroom.
Okay, so you're going to have Eustace run back out.
He should be out. I'd say he. I mean, we said he hadn't come back in.
Yeah, but he's probably made it back by now. So he's okay. Just entered back into the warehouse.
Can you change his appearance at all?
Now, that probably would be Tinker, wouldn't it?
Yeah, probably. Actually, I like that division.
Yeah. Yes, I can, to make it look like he has a hood on.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's what I would
think. I want to say you don't need to roll for a tune. He's already attuned to you, okay?
Right.
So let's assume that that's happened. Let's go with a Tinker roll to see if you you can make him have a red hood and he'll, you know, run out the door and et cetera.
Okay. Yeah, let's just do it. Let's just do it. Okay. Tinker. Risky.
Got it. Yep.
Standard.
This is not a big effect for you.
Okay.
Yes, baby.
3 and a 6.
Oh, a 6. Woo. Okay, so Eustace is on point. Like, not only did you give him a red hood, he, like, gets it, right?
Yeah.
He is into this character but because you have talked him through, like, what this is going to mean. So you see the door open. Hello, everyone. I'm the criminal you're looking for today. My papa said that I needed to do a crime. So here I go. And then Eustace in a red hood sprints out the front door of Prize Pantry. And yeah, that's, I think that that's enough. Trav, I think that's enough.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, right? God,
this yeah. Who would keep filming beef in this moment?
Yeah, like you definitely are filming that guy.
There's a guy with a red hood, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Guys, I got a mattress from Lisa, the luxury hybrid, and it is changing my life. First, I'm just going to tell you, first of all, it lays flat like this.
Yeah.
A lot of beds that I have had in the past are at a 45-degree angle or worse, Dracula style, 180.
Yeah.
So the Lisa mattress is flat, which we love. The next
that
thing,
is 108. I do just want to say that the flat is 108.
It's way longer than my body.
Okay.
A lot of beds, my head and feet dangle off of them like a child, like Will Ferrell in the film Elf.
Yeah.
And yes. The elf beds. This is not like that. This bed is bigger than my body, which is incredible.
Is it thin like a tissue?
No, no. It's comfortable. Like a million tissues.
Whoa.
Sorry, it says here, don't compare it to a million tissues. No, it's got aerated... It's got aerated foam channels and an ultra breathable dual spring system. It's like sitting in between the balance of foam and spring. It's like living in the middle, in the mid space. It's the perfect balance. In the Shadowlands. And yeah, it can keep you cool. They got a chill hybrid too. If you want to go a little bit cooler,
like me,
advanced cooling, luxury quilt top. If you want, yeah, exactly.
I'm a chill hybrid.
Yeah,
you're a chill hybrid.
Yeah, half Travis, half electric.
Go to Leesa.com for 20% off mattresses, plus get an extra $50 off with promo code ADVENTURE, exclusive for our listeners. That's Leesa.com, promo code ADVENTURE for 20% off mattress, plus an extra $50 off. Support our show and let them know we sent you after checkout. Leesa.com, promo code ADVENTURE.
And check this out.
That's
pretty good, Griffin.
Thanks. I'm a big boy. I need tempo. Hey everyone, welcome to the advertisements here on the Adventure Zone. I'd like to tell you about Tempo.
And with us is special guest, J.K. Simmons.
That's not
my tempo.
Well, no,
it's not my tempo.
Have him say, like, that is my tempo.
Oh, that is my tempo. Okay, now J.K., you can
now
leave.
Make him say Griffin's the best.
And Griffin's also the best. Give me pictures of Spider-Man.
You didn't tell him to say that. That was you.
He's
doing
on the
voice.
Headphones.
Okay.
He's got his own cans. He brought them from home.
Okay.
He's a professional.
Why do you guys like this?
What do you
mean?
Can
you just do a normal advertisement? Can you do a normal ad?
Okay. So, yeah, I'm a busy guy, and so is Travis. He knows J.K. Simmons. So when you're busy and you're on the go and you want to eat good food, but you only have, 2 minutes to heat it up, you can still have really yummy stuff thanks to Tempo. This is my tempo. I'm talking about Tuscan bacon mushroom chicken.
Ooh.
I'm talking about 5-spice glazed chicken thighs.
Yeah, yes.
They got seafood options. They got chili shrimp rice bowl. They got so many stuff. They got protein pack stuff. They're always swapping around the menu, so you can always try out new stuff, and it all tastes really good. And you can get it ready really, really fast.
And even J.K. Simmons likes it. He's the pickiest eater I know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. He has really specific tastes, and there is a special J.K. Simmons only menu on Tempo.
Yeah, I eat pictures of Spider-Man.
If you go to TempoMeals.com, you'll see an option that'll be like the special J.K. Simmons menu. And when you click on it, it says, "Are you J.K. Simmons?" It's like a CAPTCHA. It's like, "Are you J.K. Simmons?" And it tests you. And if it's not, then it'll be like, "Get the fuck out of here." Get the fuck out of here. This is for JK only, it says.
Wow. So for a limited time, Tempo is offering my listeners 60% off your first box. Go to TempoMeals.com/adventure. That's TempoMeals.com/adventure for 60% off your first box. TempoMeals.com/adventure. Rules and restrictions may apply. Hey, a couple quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. To choose your own adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
And now, a live reading from Rachel's Poetry Corner.
Elephants Theremin's Clifton, Neopets Porstrips Jepson, Pine Smell Jellybean's Goligoles, Skittles Squirrels and the Mole, Celery Chopsticks Pumpernickel, A Case of You by Joni Mitchell, Lullabies Tie-Dye The More You Know, all of these things on our wonderful show.
All these things and more wait for you on Wonderful, every Wednesday on MaximumFun.org or wherever you download podcasts.
Did your neighbor back into your car?
Bring that case to Judge Judy.
Think the mailman might be the real father?
Give that one to Judge Mathis.
But
Does your mom want you to flush her ashes down the toilet at Disney World when she passes away?
Now that's my jurisdiction. Welcome to the court of Judge John Hodgman, where the people are real, the disputes are real, and the stakes are often unusual.
If I got arrested for dumping your ashes in the Jungle Cruise, it would be an honor.
I don't want to be part of somebody getting a super yacht.
I don't know at what point you want to go into this, but we've had a worm bin before.
Available free right now at MaximumFun.org.
Judge John Hodgman, the court of last resort when your wife won't stop pretending to be a cat and knocking the clean laundry over.
Okay, Trav.
Yeah.
The Red Hood is people are filming the vloggers. You've got Matchstick. Emmerich, you just communicated with Eustace. Let's check in on Montrose. Montrose, you're under the stage. You see Beef has Matchstick, you know, in captivity, I guess. Here's what I will say to you all. You've stopped the Rival Thieves clock for right now. I do think, and I'm not going to necessarily make a clock for this because it's moving very quickly, but the guards are like, they're on high alert. A couple of them have chased after Eustace. I think there are more heading towards the back because that's where he just came from. And also, they are going to try to search him for the pin. So,
search Eustace for the pin? Okay. I'm going to
search Matchstick.
They're probably going to do both. But right now, Beef has made a citizen's arrest, so falls in your court.
I'm going to crawl out from under the stage toward Beef and Matchstick.
Okay. You're right there. I mean, you are. They didn't make it far at all.
I stand up and I look at Matchstick and I said, I tried to warn you. Why didn't you listen? And I'm going to start.
Matchstick, by the way, is he had like one moment of like, oh, God, I fucking got this dude. I don't know why Beef Punchley is grabbing me, but I fucking got him. He's good at this.
Yeah.
When he saw a Hardlight fake criminal that he did not know run out, and I'm not sure, by the way, with Hardlight that you would instantly, like, I don't think that it would instantly occur to you, right? Especially in this kind of moment that that it was a Hardlight projection. It just looked like another criminal that he did not know that was running away. So he's flipping.
I think Hardlights will look realistic because that's the whole concept.
Right. For sure.
You can all right, make Steve Jobs. Let's just keep going with the crime.
It's a really good question and one that I think
they look like a ghost.
I don't think we need to address it right now, but you're right, Dad, that we will need to figure this out. I think right now in this situation, it's fine. Like,
I also think it helps that you rolled a six, right? So like he looked convincing.
It worked, right?
Yeah.
It worked.
I'm going to look at Beef and say, hold him real still. And I'm going to start grabbing at Matchstick. Like I am also trying to citizens arrest him. But really, I would like to try and pick his pocket, get that pin away from him.
Okay.
Is that finesse?
Yeah, that'd be finesse. That'd be a finesse roll. I think it is pretty desperate because you are a man that has just crawled out from underneath a stage and has started searching through this person's pockets.
Can I get some help from Beef holding him still?
Yeah, I think if Beef wanted to take the stress, could assist you in this endeavor.
Oh, what do you say, Beef? I have a lot of stress left, but yeah, I mean,
We'll hit the sauna. After this,
I'm going to need to hit the casino, but yes.
Okay. So finesse roll. This is desperate. Now, here's the thing. Same team. I have a sprained ankle, which, according to the rules of Blades in the Dark, means my effect is reduced for the relevant, in a relevant scenario.
Okay.
Is this a relevant scenario? I'm asking you if this,
I don't know if it's. I don't think your sprained ankle is relevant to this, no.
So, desperate standard?
Desperate standard. Desperate standard.
Plus one
That's
from
the time zone Griffin lives in.
Yeah, yeah.
Desperate standard time.
And you're helping me, Beef? Did you mark the stress?
Yes, I did.
Is it just one stress to assist?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just one.
All right. Six of nine.
Oh, God. Here goes nothing. Fuck me.
Well, okay. I got a mixed.
4-3-2.
Mixed. Blast off!
Mixed success. And I'll remind you, he thinks I'm his dad.
Well.
Okay, you do it. But here's let me know, how does this grab it? Because it says you can have less of a desired effect. How about you figure out by patting him down, like while he's searching him, you figure out that it's in his left hand pocket, his left coat pocket, but you don't have the time to, he's wiggling too bad, and you are having trouble getting it out. So you can't get it out, but you know where it is.
Okay.
Does that seem fair?
Sure.
Okay, for a four on a desperate, okay.
Stop wiggling. And give us the pin. Your life depends on it.
Listen, I know what this is worth. You can't.
And I think he's still fighting you. I think that he's going to, like, try to. I think at that moment, Matchstick pulls out from his thigh a knife, and he's going to try to stab you, Beef.
Okay. When Beef sees the knife, he is going to let himself be stabbed. But he wants to finesse the positioning.
Holy fucking shit, dude. Okay, I mean, yeah.
So I'm trying to position it so that I'm getting stabbed, like, not in an organ, right? That I'm getting it. Yeah.
You would have that awareness, for sure. I think if there has ever been a desperate role, I think trying to get stabbed right would be way up there. Trying to get stabbed in a cool way would definitely be a desperate play. Let's see it.
Okay.
The art of stabbing right. So that's in by finesse.
Right? Because I'm trying to position myself, right?
Yeah.
And it's desperate.
Oh, it's desperate. And I think the effect is, I mean, great effect would be not getting stabbed. I feel like
this is just your standard stabbing positional move.
Yeah, limited is you get to say your goodbyes before you die, and then this is like right in the middle of those.
And any bonus dice?
No. Not to getting stabbed cool.
Okay. Here we go. A three.
God bless it.
I am...
Can I assist him by trying to grab the hand that has the knife in it?
Not after the fact.
Fuck me.
Okay, so Trav, you got three on a desperate. Here's what's going to happen, Trav.
Uh-huh.
So he stabs you.
Yeah.
And when he stabs you, it just really, man, it hurts.
Yeah.
Like, it really hurts. You don't know why necessarily you thought this would work, but you do take level two harm. So that's going to mean you're losing a D. That's one less D for you.
Okay.
And
on all rolls?
Your character suffers the penalty indicated at the end of the row if any or all harm recorded in that row applies to the situation at hand.
Okay.
Okay. Does that make sense? So it's not like you lose a die.
I would say being stabbed applies to most. If I was stabbed, I think that would be front of mind for most things I try to do.
Right.
And it is moderate because it's a deep cut, right?
It's a deep cut. It is a level two harm.
Okay.
Trav, but here's what I will say. When you got stabbed, all of a sudden, the guards see that, and the vloggers who haven't, you know, filmed Montrose, everyone is 100% on board with you being the good guy here. Like, this is yours to lose at this point. You do take the harm, but... I think it's more interesting if... Is that the intended effect? Am I interpreting what you were going for?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, perfect. That has worked. You're going to take that old stabberooski right in your punching arm.
All right, it's sleeper hold time.
Can he not do a resistance roll now that he's actively been attacked?
Now, he could. Yes, Dad. Yes, he could. He could attempt to avoid the stress if you want. That's a great point, Dad. Thank you for introducing that. You could try to resist that damage if you want to, Trev.
Okay.
At the cost of stress, if you...
Yeah, you're going to take a lot of stress to do it.
I'm already pretty stressed.
You could take a lot of stress. You could take no stress. I don't know.
So I would be rolling. I'm
trying to, I'm looking it up. Resistance, page 11.
You're good at resisting prowess, I will say.
Yeah, if you suffer 6 stress when you resist, minus the highest die result from the resistance roll. So if you roll a 6,
okay, so
you take no stress.
Okay, hold on, though, because right now I only have 3 left until I hit a trauma, and this is our first
thing, for sure.
But I love it. This is good stuff.
With my prowess.
Here's what I will say, Trav. In the interest of show and in the interest of keeping this feeling immediate, I need a decision quickly.
Yeah, I'm just going to take the hit because I think in the moment that was what I was trying to do, right? So I'm taking the hit and now I'm going to put him in a sleeper hold. I did not want to instigate violence. I want to seem like I am responding to violence to continue my hero rhetoric.
You stabbed me!
Okay, so you're putting him in a sleeper hold. That definitely is going to impact the arm will figure into that full stop. But let's go ahead and get that probably a skirmish.
I'm going to assist in the sleeper hold.
Okay, how?
I'm just going to push that bloody arm in super hard. Right on the throat meat.
Okay.
This is like a tag match.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Okay.
Would you say this is risky or desperate?
No, I think that this is back down to risky. I mean, you took the stab, but, he doesn't really understand why this is continuing to be an ongoing situation.
So I have a bonus dice from Griffin?
Yes.
Okay.
Minus 1 dice. Oh my God.
My God.
So your highest is 2.
Jesus Christ.
It's a fucking pin, guys. It's a pin. We're doing all this for a pin.
Okay, I think that he, you know what, Trav, I'm sorry. I think he elbows you in the stomach and starts sprinting towards the back.
Okay.
Montrose is on the ground.
Leaving his knife behind.
Montrose is with Beef. They just been thrown off. He's running back towards the back.
Imric, coming your way.
Imric, you're the only one back there. He's got the pin. You know it's in the left hand pocket. Let's say that information was communicated to you. Act. Save the day.
Imric tackles him.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're so little.
All right, this brings up,
Here's what I will say, Dad. You have been standing back there for a little while. I think the two workers back there are watching the scene through a window. They are not necessarily paying attention to you. There is a window there. There is a window here where I would allow you a flashback if there's something you wanted to, try to set up, but it's your call.
All right, let's talk about weapons.
Okay. Let's talk about weapons. Some of them are cool and some of them are bad. And most of them are bad. For weapons in this game or any sort of item, you don't say beforehand that you're taking them. What you do is you say how much of a load. Now,
discuss load last time. I think we're all rolling light. Except
no, I'm
rolling
I'm light. Normal.
You're normal.
And you're normal. So, Imric, what are you thinking here, bud?
Well, that's just it. This is one of the mechanics I don't understand, and maybe you guys can help me. I came up with an idea for a weapon for Imric, and I don't know if I need to set it up in a flashback or just use it.
Here's what I would say. In order for this to be logical, I don't think you would have time to set up a weapon if you can justify some tool that you just have as part of your,
everyday carry.
You know what I mean? Like, you didn't build a gun, but if you, thought, I'm going to take this,
Cane, whatever.
Yeah. Any tool, right? It could be any tool, I don't think a weapon makes sense.
As a prompt, though, there is an unusual weapon, which includes a whip, a flail, a hatchet, a shovel, a length of chain, a razor-edged fan, steel-toed boots as examples. A curiosity or tool turned into a weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he carries, in the list of stuff on the character sheet, he has a lightning hook.
He can,
right? Like, he can't.
But I didn't set up ahead of time.
It doesn't. Okay. That doesn't matter.
No, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. This is what I'm saying, though. You can say, I grabbed my lightning hook from the, I don't even know what a fucking lightning hook is, but okay.
And, right. that's not a flashback. That's just one of the mechanics. Okay,
I have
a move. Okay. I have a move.
Great.
Okay. We've been talking about hard light. We've been talking about, you know, using that. And what I had thought was that probably to manipulate hard light, they would use a series of like prisms.
Okay.
Okay. And so I would think that would be included in his tinkering tools, which he has been using and does carry.
Right. Okay.
So I would say that he reaches into his tinkering tools and throws a whole handful of prisms on the floor.
Caltrips.
In front of Matchstick.
Fuck yeah. Are these prisms that you've programmed, or are they just like dead?
Slippery.
Dead weight.
I think they're just prisms. No, I'm not going to let him activate them. I think that would be too powerful. I just think he throws these solid glass, crystal.
Oh, I love that. That's
slippery glass prisms on the floor in front of.
Here's what I'm doing, Dad. Here's what I'm doing. I'm changing one. Look, you can edit this sheet. So I'm changing this to prisms. So I'm saying you have your prisms with you.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I can count that as just like tinkering tools because you're not using these as a tool. You're using them as a caltrop. So I'm going to make them a separate thing. But yes, you do have those. You throw them on the ground. What action would this be?
Tinker?
Wreck a place, item, or obstacle with savage force or carefully applied sabotage.
Yeah, that feels like it, right?
Does that feel right? Wreck or like...
Tinker with mechanisms to create, modify, disable, repair, disable a trap, pick a lock.
Well, it also says under wreck, create distractions and chaos.
Dad, I'm going to say this is finesse. You're throwing, you're trying to land these where they go. Does that feel fair? Tinker just feels too static for what we're doing. Like, I feel like this is finesse, trying to throw them in the right place.
Okay, I have zero in finesse.
You can't, if you have zero in finesse, then you can... push yourself.
Right.
And if you push yourself, you can take an extra die. So that would put you at one. So you can roll one die if you push yourself.
Or if you don't, you roll two die and take the lower result. That's what you do for zero.
Right. But those are worse odds.
I think it's very important, so I'm going to push myself.
Make sure to mark your stress.
Justin, sorry, I can't remember if we talked about this first episode. Does him using an item just create the opportunity?
Yes.
Okay, great. Yes.
Please get a save.
Okay, so I push myself.
Items are almost more narrative in this game. Yeah. I mean, it really...
Better items that I think do lend you an edge, but you have invent them or discover them or...
Okay, so what am I...
Roll finesse with one bonus dice.
Yeah, so that's one die. Roll one die for finesse with one bonus die. Yeah, thank you, Griffin.
Risky or desperate?
I think it's desperate, right? This feels desperate to me.
Yeah.
Standard?
Yeah.
Come on, please.
Yes, oh, baby!
Holy shit!
Yes, baby!
Yes! A six.
Yes! Dad, you're so good at games.
You're so good at games,
six.
Dad, the game master.
So I got a six to drop stuff.
I love you so much,
six to drop shit.
So good.
Emmerich, I think that you're like...
You are Macaulay Culkin.
You are
so
Kevin
hard.
Emmerich, Emmerich, you surprise yourself. Like, you reach into your pocket and you're not even really thinking about what's happening. You see him coming and you just almost instinctually, you throw them out. And he is running full blast, and he goes down so fucking hard. Like, he goes down really hard and falls over these caltrops and is now, like, lying on the ground exposed, and he's, like, completely caught unawares. That is the moment that you see him, like, sort of fall, you two, back there. So the doors are still open. You see him fall. What happens now?
Yeah,
There's three of us.
I'm going to... help Montrose hobble over there quick as a wink. Fucking get that damn pin and then get out.
Okay, you should also know that the guards are now running towards the back as well because they were trying to, they saw him get away. They saw him stab you. He is a persona. This is a big deal. There's three guards, let's say, that are not running because I think it's too crowded and like
okay.
sort of wild. They're like pushing through the crowd.
We just have to get to him first then, right?
Yeah, go.
All right. Yeah.
You got to lead. You're close to the door, but I'm just saying that is happening.
Yeah, we're going.
Okay, what do you do? He's on the ground. What do you do?
I'm going to try and take that pin out of his fucking pocket, and I would love my road dogs to help me with that maneuver.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to try to finesse it out again while he's like lying on the ground and squirming.
Yes.
I put my foot on the back of his neck.
Oh, God, yeah.
What are you,
okay.
Emmerich, can you hold, you get the ankles.
Okay. Sure.
Emmerich, you want to help restrain him?
Yeah, I had an idea about that, but I'll just...
No, bud. Hey, this is all ideas.
Do
what
it.
You got?
I was going to use maybe a couple of the prisms to manifest a couple of hard light hands.
You have hands.
I know. I was trying to be flashy.
Yeah,
we don't have time for flashy.
I wouldn't suggest it right now, Dad. You're in a pretty chaotic situation, and you just did a cool thing. I don't think you need to
make
dampen your vibe.
Okay, yeah. Then I tell you what, Emmerich.
Well, I thought that guy was a real smooth operator. Then he made hands.
yes. How about if I just lay across his legs? Would that be all right?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay,
Can I just lay on him?
I love it. You lay across his legs. This is perfect. Okay, Griffin, let's get that finesse roll.
Okay.
And start gathering
and
up
you know
my
what,
prisons.
Griff? Yeah. I think this is skirmish. You know where it is. You're not trying to fool anybody. I'm going to say this is skirmish. You're not trying to finesse it out. You're trying to take it from him.
Can I make an argument that I am trying to... take it out. I don't want the guards to see me take it out of his pocket. Right? That is the worst.
Okay, so you're trying to make it look like you are
restraining,
assisting in this citizen's arrest.
Of course.
Okay. Okay, fine. Yes. Okay, fine.
Position?
I would say it's risky. I mean, I'm going to say it's risky.
Okay.
And it's standard. You know where it is.
Okay. They're helping me, right? So I get one bonus dice from each of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to push myself also.
Yeah. Excellent.
Okay.
So that's three. That's
done.
Three fucking bonus dice. One of them, statistically, I think mathematically, one of them has to be a six.
Not that's like, math.
God well. Bless it. That's a five.
Wow. Five. Okay.
You roll five dice.
You got it. And you wrestled it away from him. I would say the guards are, it took a little bit longer than you wanted. The guards are getting in closer. You probably have like one move.
If I put it in my mouth.
Okay. The guards kick open the door and they grab Matchstick. Hits easy. He's like, and they're like gingerly walking around.
What in the hell is going on here? I don't know, Gary. This is very strange. Well, Tom, let's
are they
get
all
this
brothers?
Guy.
What?
They all no, sound remarkably alike.
They. Oh, sorry. I thought I was bringing a different energy.
No, they could just be brothers.
I'll work on it. Sure. I'll work on it. Okay.
What? And they start grabbing Matchstick. Pat him down.
Okay, and they pat Matchstick down. Matchstick is not putting up much of a fight. I think he really doesn't know what the situation is right now. And they pat him down and find there is no pin. And they've already caught Eustace. See, Eustace can't manifest outside of Prize Pantry. So when Eustace hit the door, he just kind of dissolved. So that distraction definitely worked, but they know that they don't have the pin.
Search it out!
Gentlemen, if I may.
Whoa, Beef Punchley!
Yes, it's me, America's Beef Punchley.
Are you okay? We gotta get you bandaged up.
No,
man.
No.
Look at you.
No, no. It was the least I could do to protect this wonderful playground of ours. But perhaps, if I may suggest, the vacuum into the cereal search... The cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're working with some real smooth operators here, aren't we, Tom? Yeah, Gary, it seems like we are. We've got some real bad dudes. Let's check the cereal pile. Thanks, Beef.
Beef, that's what they will say if you roll properly. Let's go ahead and see. Got a little carried away with myself.
Let's
go just ahead a little and get a sampling of what success will look like.
At party, what we have in store for you.
Yeah, I get that.
About a successful roll.
I get that. Let's see. What is the, is it risky, desperate? What am I doing here?
It's not desperate, because they don't know the pins in Montrose's fucking mouth.
Yeah.
But it is risky, and it's a standard effect. Like, they're on board with you.
Yeah.
Like, they like it.
Oh, my God.
Fuck me.
Wait. It's not command, though, right? You're lying.
Yeah. I think that you're trying, well, lying doesn't necessarily...
sway someone with charm, logic, deception, disguise, or bluff. Like,
that's a deception. Yeah, Trav, let's try that again as a and we should probably agree on those before we roll them.
Yeah,
so we can eventually. I think we'll get to a place where we don't have to. But
okay,
right now
I have zero in sway.
God,
and I can't really
push for command.
Yeah, I can't push myself because I'm already at 7 stress. Wow, so if there's any way Emmerich or Montrose can help me, now is the time.
Can I emphatically point to the cereal?
Or I can maybe take a devil's bargain.
No, it'll assist. That'll assist. Okay. Yeah, take a stress, Montrose.
I'm at 8 stress.
Oh, boy.
It's been a day.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's been a big day for everybody.
Are you full? Are you taking trauma?
No, 9 is full.
9 is full, okay. Yeah.
I will warn you, if you fill up your stress, you're out.
Emmerich only has 1 stress.
That's great, Emmerich.
Can you also emphatically point?
There's one. No, sorry. I think only one person can assist in each thing.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Well, if he chooses not to because he doesn't want to take the stress.
Yeah, can you emphatically fucking point?
Something to back him up, Dad.
Okay. Yes. I think Emmerich will look in that direction and say, I thought I saw a glint of something metallic in the cereal as well. I believe Beef is onto something here.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right, Beef, you rolled a sway. You got a 3.
Destined.
It was destiny. You got 2 threes in your command roll.
Should he have not gotten an extra?
I did.
No, he did.
He did. It took him up from none to 1.
Okay. Beef is just not good at convincing. I don't know why I keep trying to convince people.
Beef had the pen in his mouth.
Yeah.
Open your mouth. Open your mouth.
Hold on. Okay, well, this is...
Montrose.
Kiss him!
This is easy.
All right, Gary, you keep holding the perp. Okay, Tom. I'm going to go check the cereal. Sounds like a plan.
So Gary goes over to check the cereal, and Tom is still there holding, he has Matchstick in custody.
Okay.
Nope, it's clear.
And
he comes back. It looks good. Hey, you two, did you all see anything? And then they turn to the guards.
The workers in the warehouse who were watching.
Make them Australian.
Okay.
Just say crikey.
No, that's offensive.
There's way more to it than that.
I feel like I've watched enough Blue. Doesn't it feel like I've watched enough Bluey?
No, they're Australian.
You can do it.
Okay. No, it got stuck. Yeah, we saw it. Yeah, we did. It got stuck in the tube. It's back towards the front. Crikey.
And the guards rush out back towards the door, and it's just you three and the 2 workers. As soon as the guards are out of sight, one of the workers reaches into his outfit and pulls out a very, very nasty-looking short sword and puts it up to your throat, Emmerich, and says, let's have it.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
The other one goes to Matros.
Come on, I know one of you got it. Let's have it.
It's Matchstick, his two accomplices, Slipper and Trash Bag, have been the two workers the entire time.
Is my foot still on Matchstick?
Now they're going to take they're going to take it back. What?
Is my foot still on Matchstick's neck?
No, they took Matchstick with them to go search the other ones. Okay. They wouldn't leave him behind. So Matchstick is gone.
And where is the pin?
In my fucking mouth.
In Montrose's mouth. There are knives to the throats of Emmerich and Montrose and Beef. They have another knife pointed at you. Let's say two knives.
Shit.
Yeah, I know. They've got you. They've got you at odds. They really got the drop on you guys. What do you do?
Describe the room for me. Where are we in the warehouse? What are we looking at?
Right. So you're near the door. Mm-hmm. Probably about 5 feet from the door. There is a there's like a loading door on the back where you can imagine like trucks pulling up.
Mm-hmm.
To the right of you is the alarm panel that you just that Emmerich hacked, and there's piles and piles of boxes. There's a huge like a dumpster covered in plastic wrap, like a big bag is stretched out over across it. That's where the cereal is going, and you are about halfway between the door to the show floor and the loading bay door, which is currently shuttered.
Okay, I have to say, I don't think Eustace would cotton to this idea of his papa dad being threatened at knife point.
Unfortunately, Dad, Eustace disintegrated. I mean, he's not dead or anything, but like, you didn't give him orders beyond.
Yeah,
you gave him orders to do the distraction. I don't think you can just say he's back.
We used him.
Okay.
In this moment, it's about what you can do right now.
Right.
And how close am I to these two baddies?
You are, you're out of arm's reach, okay. Right? But they can't stab you, but if you get much closer, you're going to be in stabbing range.
Okay. I have the pin.
Hey, what?
Yeah, I grabbed it while I
had him. Hey, are you Beef Punchly?
I am the Slammin' Slab, the Mountain of Meat, and I grabbed the pin while I was holding him.
Oh, you got it off him. Right, okay. Well, you give it over then.
And I think Slipper points his both of his nice knives over to you.
And Slipper was holding which one?
Let's say Montrose.
Okay.
So Montrose, he kind of shoves you away. Beef goes to and starts headed towards Beef.
He shoves me away, so I have like a moment away.
Oh, wait a minute. Travis, you have to roll for that to see if it
works.
Well,
now, here's what I will say, J-Man, in conversation. Okay. Does he have any reason to believe I don't have it?
I guess not. But like, why would you volunteer that you have it?
Because right? I'm America's Beef Punchly and he's got knives.
Yeah,
on my
but they're thieves. They're clearly thieves. Like, why would you give it over to the thieves? If it's not a sway roll, I need to know why they would believe you.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
And I don't want to, I need like something very, very logical or else we're going to need to sway them.
I am going to quick flash a token from my pocket from the arcade that we worked at. Nobody knows what the pin looks like. They have not seen the pin yet. So I am going to flash the pin and then, or flash the token and then close it in my hand.
Okay.
So I'm going to call that finesse.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll grant it.
Would you say this is risky or desperate?
I'd say it's risky. Because they don't know, I mean, you know, it works, it doesn't, like.
It's a five.
Okay, I think that, with a five, that's enough. He maybe is not, like, he's a little bit uneasy. You know what he's going to do? He's going to keep a knife pointed towards Montrose. His attention is no longer on Montrose, he just has the knife there to try to keep him docile, and he's coming towards you.
Okay. That's my thing.
Let's have it. He's pointing the knife right at you, Beef. Let's have it.
I look at Beef and try to, like, decide if he gets stabbed again, if he'll die. And then I look at Emmerich and decide very quickly that if he gets stabbed once, he will definitely die. And because he's so, because he's not beef. And I'm going to start coughing. Well, wait, can I cough with a pin in my mouth?
Yes.
Okay.
You're an incredible scoundrel. You can cough with a pin in your mouth.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. I can do it.
And
I just put a pin in my mouth and practiced.
Oh, good. I grab my chest as I'm like coughing. And then in one swift movement, I want to turn to the guy that has a knife to Emmerich and withdraw the trance powder that I have in my breast pocket and just kind of throw it in his face.
Okay, I think this is finesse.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you have a pin in your mouth right now and you're faking coughing. If this goes bad, it's going to go so fucking bad.
Yeah. What position would you say I am in?
You are in a desperate position because you have a knife pointed at you.
Cranking up the exit. I will say this. This mission, probably from a fungible perspective and a sort of just sort of physical perspective, pretty bad. But from, I think we're learning a lot.
Oh, we're learning, so much on the whole.
Yeah, for sure. Effect?
Standard? I mean, it's trance powder. You're wanting it to do what trance powder does.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, please. God. That's a three.
Three.
I mean, the trance powder's coming out. Someone's about to go on a psychedelic journey.
Yeah. What does the trance powder do, Griffin? Oh, no. What's the trance powder do?
Okay, so trance powder.
Well, it says here in the book, Joel, it heals beef for his damage. What?
Wild.
That's incredible.
A glittering blue powder induces a pleasant hypnotic trance when inhaled.
Okay. All right, you chuck the trance powder at what's his face?
That was holding Emmerich.
You chuck the trance powder at Slipper, I believe we said, and the there is still the vacuum where it's broken. It's blowing a lot out, blowing a lot of air. So you chuck the trance powder, and I think a cloud of it just blows right back in your face. And you are now you're sitting there very, very chill with a pin in your mouth.
And I'm probably instantly like, why is there a fucking pin in my
mouth?
This
in your mouth?
Wild. This isn't food.
His attention is back on you. He's coming for you now, Montrose.
As soon as he turns back to Montrose.
And I think, you know what? I think that kind of move, that probably draws trash bag too. All three of them are headed your way.
Three of them?
You know, sorry, all two of them. Both of them.
Okay.
All two of them is not a thing. Both of them are headed your way. Go.
So do they take the knife off of Emmerich?
Yes. All knives. Knives out.
All knives on me.
Okay. As soon as what's his face? Trashbag takes the knife off of me, I'm gonna kick him in the small of the back.
Thank you. There's violence for you. Skirmish his ass.
And since this isn't my arm, I would argue that this is not minus a die.
That's fair. You're kicking, baby. You don't lose any dies for kicking when you got an arm cut.
Would you say it's risky or what?
It's risky, yeah.
Right.
It's risky.
And the impact, the input, the effect?
Probably a standard effect.
All right, here we go. Kicking his ass. Oh, my fuck. That's a three.
How many three
Beef, you
rolls?
Go to kick his ass, but here's a, because you got a three. You go to kick his ass, and you just miss, like, his ass moves, and I think you just don't kick his ass.
No. So the impact is much more psychological than anything else.
Yeah.
His ass was right there. How did I miss?
Okay, he's coming for you, Montrose. You got, like, there's, like, 1 sec. He starts to reach, starts to search you. They're searching you.
Okay.
You've got a moment because they don't know where it is. But they do think it's on you because you try to pull that sick shit.
I sigh. Because I know. what I have to do, and that is I guess I'm gonna swallow the pin.
Yeah, I mean, you're in a trance, and I think swallowing the pin might come naturally to you.
Yeah, what's this weird sharp food?
I'm just gonna swallow this weird sharp food. Okay. I think this is, I'm going to call this, I mean, John Harper and his wisdom.
Okay, let's go down the list. It's not Hunt. I am not studying. I am not surveying.
No, you know what it is, Griffin?
What?
I know what it is. It's command.
I'm commanding myself.
You're commanding yourself to swallow.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that makes sense.
Anyone who's had to take like a large pill or something has been there. It's like, all right, we could do this, buddy. Come on, come on, come on.
Oh my God. What's my position, Justin?
Your position, Griffin, is desperate. You are trying to swallow a pin.
It's cool. I'm going to level up and then I'm going to die.
Yep. Just don't choke.
No, you know what? I don't think that you would choke off. Like,
yeah,
it would be hard to. I'm going to say it's risky standard. I mean, like, it would be hard to choke on it so bad you died.
I know. I would argue it is desperate because if he doesn't swallow it, they're going to find it.
That. I'm going to have to think on this a little bit more because I don't want to.
Pray on it, Juice.
I'm going to have to pray on it with my. But for right now, we'll call it risky standard.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
Can someone help me swallow?
No.
Go. All right, here goes.
You want me to get you some
Are you kidding me?
That's a six. And a three.
And a three.
And we take the lower dice result because I'm not skilled.
Another three.
Shit. I think that Roll 20 is broken and a piece of shit.
So does that mean...
I said it. I'm sorry, Roll 20, if you're listening. You're great.
So does that mean that I swallow it bad or that I don't swallow it?
I mean, here's what happens, Griffin...
Oh boy,
Griffin, you do swallow it.
Success.
But in the interim of swallowing it, you feel something in your teeth. Like, ugh, what's that? You pull it out, and it's the pin back that had been protecting the sharp part. So, Griffin, you did swallow it. Congratulations. On solving my swallowable pin puzzle. But you do have, I'm going to call it two harm. I mean, it's intestinal harm.
Yeah.
You have two, you have like moderate.
That ain't coming up easy, is it?
It ain't coming up easy.
And that's going to be minus a die anytime you try to poop.
All right, Griffin. So you swallowed it and they're patting you down. What are you doing? What's Montrose doing while they're patting you down?
I'm frowning. I'm frowning so deeply, Justin. I've never frowned so hard in my whole life.
Trash bag has had enough.
All right. Here's how it's going to work. One of you three is going to give me the pin.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to cut the little one in half.
Okay. He points at Emmerich.
I'm going to count to three. One.
Don't say that number.
Two.
Emmerich uses a special ability.
Oh? Okay, what's your special ability, Emmerich?
How does it work, by the way?
I don't know what the ability is.
So, Tempest.
Wait, you don't have that.
I don't have Tempest?
The special ability you took
was...
What special ability did you take? You didn't mark it. The special abilities are the ones in the gray box...
Right.
Okay.
I thought you took the top one, which lets you create.
No, that wouldn't make any sense because there are no gods or demons.
I'm looking at the character sheet. I just opened it. This is what Dad took. You can push yourself to do one of the following. Alicia, stroke of lightning as a weapon. Summon a storm in your immediate vicinity.
And they're both holding knives?
Yep.
I'm going to unleash a stroke of lightning.
Okay. You know what?
At their metal knives.
Fuck it. Dad? Let's call this a, would be a tune, right? Because he's using the power of, you know, his tools to try to shock them, right?
Yeah.
Right.
To unleash a stroke of lightning as a weapon, Dad. I'm going to say this is a tune. This is a tune. Or Tinker. Okay. Do you guys think Tinker or a tune?
Well, Justin, if I may give a little suggestion, a little gift.
Yeah.
That panel
is right there. So he has a source of electricity.
No, he does. He for sure, Travis, I will probably factor that into. Yeah. That's a really good thought. I will factor that into the results of the roll.
It seems like to me then it would be Tinker, because I think Attune is like.
Yeah, Attune is hard light.
Yeah.
This is Tinker. Yeah, it does not. Oh, by the way, he has the same skill, so this distinction could not matter less. Go ahead and roll. Let's call it a Tinker roll.
Okay, and
now,
I'm going to push
myself. Here's
what
I will. You're going to push yourself. Smart. I'm going to push myself. It. So make sure you take a bonus die for that.
All right. So with a tune, this is
Tinker.
Risky.
Tinker. Couldn't matter less. Sorry. Again, don't know why I'm getting so hung
up
on it.
It does, because it's all about narrative, baby.
Tinker, risky, or desperate?
I mean.
Desperate, don't you think?
Yeah.
Please.
And effect?
I mean, I think this is.
What is the effect of shooting a lightning bolt?
This is a great effect, Dad.
Yeah, really cool.
It's going to affect the fuck out of him if this works.
And one bonus die.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. All right, here we go.
Please. What should be 333? Oh, my God.
224.
Four. Dad, what a four it is, Dad. You use the lightning whip. What is this, Dad? You tell me what does this look like? What do you do?
Well, I think it has to be some kind of, has to be something that comes from his, if it's Tinker. Well, one of the things he gets to carry is a thing called a lightning hook.
But if you don't know what that is for you, right? Like, it, that is a suggestion from the fiction of the game embedded. Like, you know
right,
what I'm saying? Okay, go ahead. What you got?
Okay, I would say that he, maybe he has like a Tesla coil.
Okay. Like a pocket Tesla coil?
Yeah, like a watch. Like a pocket Tesla coil.
Okay, sure. Fuck it. Yeah, absolutely. I love that. And what does it do?
Shoots a bolt of lightning.
Shoots a bolt of lightning.
And hits one knife and jumps over to the... I would say, if it's aimed towards the knives, which are metal...
Yeah, no, I understand the logic of what you're doing. I just want to know what your tool looked like. Okay, so you raise your wrist, and I think that this, like, they get 1 second to look at you. And you raise your wrist, and maybe, like, a hatch on the watch, like, opens up, and you hear this loud whine, like, woo! And they're all looking at Emmerich, like, what in the fuck? And before they can even finish the word, this bolt of lightning leaps from there, hits one knife, goes through trash bag, leaps from his knife into one of the knives that Slipper is currently holding, and shocks both of them, and they instantly black out, fall on the ground. The only thing about it is that the arc of the lightning went back through you into the panel, and you yourself are knocked unconscious. So you're unconscious, Beef is stabbed, Montrose is internally bleeding, and just as the arc of lightning clears, the back door starts to roll open. And there you see a delivery truck, and the doors of the delivery truck pop open, and out steps Gravel. And she says, "Well, that was miserable."
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.